information. We crave it. One station, your news. 107.7 The Pulse.
Now I know the Constitution, and it gives me certain rights that I will never, ever give up, at least not without a fight. So if anybody's even thinking they're gonna take my guns away, like the good old boys down in Gonzales, I got one thing to say. Come on, make my day.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from my cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
Second Amendment Tuesdays with Attorney Penny Dean continues here on Bulldog Live. You know, one day I'm going to play that whole song again in its entirety. It's been a while. Maybe I'll do it at the top of the hour.
Yes, that is the coolest song. I love that song.
All right, I'll play it at the top of the 2 o'clock. How's that sound?
Yay.
Okay, as we continue here with Penny Dean, Second Amendment attorney, not only just in New Hampshire, but also in Massachusetts, Maine, and the D.C. Circuit Court. Yes, okay. I wanted to say Circuit Court of Appeals, but it's not that. It's just D.C. Circuit.
And it's important because it's the only court in the country that has jurisdiction to sue most federal agencies.
Ooh.
Do you know how many lawyers, when I got admitted to the D.C. Circuit in New Hampshire, were admitted to the D.C. Circuit?
I'm going to guess none.
There's 14. You know where the other 13 work?
Uh-uh.
U.S. Attorney and AG's office.
Oh!
So I'm the only one in a white hat, I'll have you know.
Oh, okay, good. Well, we were talking boundaries earlier, and we can talk about boundaries not only in certain other places, but I want to talk about the legislature, because there's a little something that came up this past week that is very important and serves as a follow-up and we told you so kind of moment.
That's exactly right. I don't know if anyone remembers when HB 1461, which is relative to the municipal regulation of the sale of martial arts items, came up. And basically, it's what we call a Hampton Beach problem. Basically, the people in Hampton Beach got all pissy, and instead of just policing their own backyard, they went to the state and said, "We got to make a law. We got to make a law." And of course, whenever laws come about like that, it's bad. And the really sad thing is the people with the D have the majority right now. And so they said, of course, we want the children to be safe because this is for the children.
How dare they walk into a store and see a display of knives and throwing stars and darts and the like.
Yes. Can you just believe it? So we're going to take care of that. What we're going to do is we're going to take care of it, and we are going to regulate the display of those. Now, do you know any gun store that doesn't sell knives? Yeah. I can't think of one. Just, I don't believe one exists. There might be one out there, but I've never seen one.
Right.
So all the things that were in here, because as we know from the what I call the switchblade bill, okay, switchblades, nunchucks, the stilettos, dirks, and daggers really aren't defined. Everybody talks about them, but even the experts can't agree among certain knives what their proper name is, if they even have one.
In fact, that was another legislative fight this year, too.
That's exactly right. And so the bottom line in this particular case is that when that was going through, we were saying, look, this is about control. When they regulate them, they're going to say, yeah, you can only sell them in the back room on Tuesdays and Thursdays with 5 adults present, and they're going to basically regulate them out of existence.
Right.
And the unfortunate thing was they had what was called a committee of conference, a subcommittee, that ultimately worked out the language between the House and the Senate on 1461, which sadly it passed. But let me tell you something that I'm sure you know, but maybe our listeners don't know. When you have a subcommittee of conference, which are members from both the House and the Senate, they all have to agree on the language or there is no language. And so I thought, great, Representative Sterling, who's a true American hero, is on the committee, and he's not going to stand for any skullduggery, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when they put in some bad language, Representative Sterling says, I don't agree with that language. And so I'm in the subcommittee hearing. I'm listening to it, and I'm quietly going, yeah, right? And that's when I learned another lesson in procedure. I hate it when I learn procedural lessons.
Oh, I've learned a few of those.
Yeah. And so I'd ask everybody in advance, and they didn't tell me, you know, they tell you step one, two, and three, and then they go, oh, yeah, there's step four, too. And I'm like, and you're telling me this now. So the Speaker of the House, shall we mention that she's not the most pro-firearm person on planet Earth, mm-hmm. says, that's okay. I'm going to replace Representative Sterling. And I'm going, huh? And what happens is the Speaker simply replaces a person that doesn't vote the way she wants with a person that will, and everything moves on.
This is exactly what happened in the budget debate that gave us the LLC tax. Because as many people will, especially longtime listeners of this show may recall, there have been people removed from the committee of conference when they were debating the House version versus the Senate version of the bill. And then we ended up with all kinds of ugly things in the middle of the night. And if someone dared objected, they were simply removed from the committee, whereas under the normal rules, it just simply would not pass. But under the way that the legislature is run today by the majority, they will just simply remove you from the committee and put somebody favorable on there so that the ends will justify the means.
It reminds me of medieval Europe. Off with his head.
So now we've got this bill that's regulating the sale of martial arts weapons. And what did we see in the news this week?
Well, it turns out that WMUR said that Hampton Beach is going to try and introduce an ordinance to ban martial art weapons entirely. And now at the time this was going through, they said, look, we don't want to ban martial arts weapons. We just don't think little kids should get cut on knives when they pick them up to look at them. And we all said, okay, that's reasonable. So what cases do you have of little kids getting cut on knives they picked up? They had none.
Right.
You know, and we said, so what cases do you have? You know, you have to be 18 to buy some of these, of underage people buying them. Again, the sound of silence. They didn't have any examples because, of course, it was a problem that doesn't exist. It's just a problem in their mind. And so the bottom line was that Hampton was pushing this all along. And I'll tell you, the other person who was there you might want to be aware of is, you know, the Municipal Association?
Yes.
They and Sarah Brady, I'm sure, have lunch together on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
The Municipal Association attorney was there with helpful language for the subcommittee to help them with this problem. Wasn't that kind of him?
Sure. Well, they're also there on any kind of tax issues. Any way you can raise revenues as well, they're usually there as well. But with that, Penny, I really must go because we're just about out of time. So the bottom line is now we're looking at a potential out-and-out ban of the sale of martial arts weapons in Hampton Beach.
Absolutely.
And this is one of those we told you so, the camel nose under the tent kind of thing. And so now we're seeing those fears becoming realized.
Absolutely, and it's supposed to come up for a town vote in March. So anyone that lives in Hampton Beach, you should all inform your friends that when right now it's anticipated at this point it's going to come up for a vote in March.
All right, gotcha. Oh. Penny Dean, thank you very much. How do people get in touch with you during the week?
230-9999.
And pennydean.org.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Penny. Good chatting with you. We'll do it again next Tuesday.
You